Oh, coming up this weekend, it is the state gymnastics meet on Friday and Saturday, going to be held in Jamestown. And joining us now, the head coach of the Valley City Highliners, the EDC champions, Chelsea Philbert. How you doing, Chelsea?
Good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this team. Well, talk about you for just a minute. We're going to focus on you. First year head coach of the Highliners. You're a college student and coaching gymnastics. How's it been here being a first year head coach with this team?
It's been really exciting and nerve-wracking all at the same time. The girls are great, and I have a lot of support in the school district and in my home gym. And even in the gym here, so the coaches are really nice. They make it really easy to be a new coach.
Well, now we've got five gymnasts on this squad here for the Highliners. So they always say repeating is very difficult, and obviously this is the fifth year in a row, so you repeated again as EDC champs. Did you feel going in that this was going to be a tall task with five gymnasts to repeat as EDC champs?
Yeah, although we have five competing, we only had four and a half because one of our girls is actually injured and we got her back just for this meet. And only three of these girls had seen the EDC before, so it was really cool to still win it because this is a new team. It's not the same girls that have won in the past, but we didn't know if we'd be able to pull it off.
Well, with out of these five, you've got three freshmen, two seventh graders. So what does it say about these five young ladies to turn it around and win the EDC?
That they are capable of doing anything. These girls came in, and we all had our doubts right away on if we would be able to keep it, especially looking at the other teams. And the other team, Grand Forks, had actually beat us twice the past 2 weeks that we had seen them, so we didn't know if we would be able to do it. But my girls, when it mattered, they were able to put all they had into this sport and pull out the win.
Well, now let's talk about these as I'm going to, not coin the phrase, but use the phrase Fab Five. What does each one bring to the table here coming up with the state this weekend?
So my older three, which are Jossie, Britta, and Olivia, they definitely brought in the experience for one, and they all have their event that they really stand out on. So Jossie has a great vault, and Jossie overall is my best overall gymnast. She's gotten the highest scores in the all-around this season. And Olivia is really close behind her, as well as Karina, my seventh grader. When she was in, she was a great all-around, but she's got an outstanding bars, an outstanding beam. Right now, Britta is very focused, and I think that is super helpful, and she has a wonderful beam. She actually got second place in the EDC this week, and she is ranked, I think, she's in the top 20. I don't know off the top of my head where she is. And all my girls are qualified on everything, so overall, I have amazing gymnasts. Not one of them is lacking in anything. They all have the potential to be so great, and they... all of them are qualified. I have four of them in the all-around, all five of them on floor, all five of them on beam, four of them on vault, and three of them on bars.
When you look at the EDC, you only won one event and out of the events, but you still came away overall champs, I think by, I want to say, about 0.7 points above Grand Forks. What does that say just about overall as a team, how each one competed when you only win one event but still win the overall championship as a team?
Well, we actually won by 0.4. So we had not a lot of wiggle room. And it's crazy because the event that we beat them on was beam, and beam had been where we had been lacking all season long, and that was the reason we normally lost meets, was because our beam wasn't high enough. And these girls worked so hard this week to stick every beam routine, and we ended up not having a single fall at EDC because these girls wanted it and they knew what they needed to do, and they went in there and they did it.
Well, now this weekend at the state meet in Jamestown, Friday and Saturday, the two-day event. I guess first, what do you want to get out of this? What are the girls? How do you feel they can compete here at the state tournament here this weekend?
Well, I know I want to see a couple of them place in the top 15 because on Individuals Day, that's how they'll place. It'd be really cool to get in the top three. And looking at previous scores, really, state is anyone's game, so I'm not counting us out. I think that we could end up taking third place. But we are currently ranked fifth place. So it's going to be a lot of hard work, but we knew that going into UC it was going to be a lot of hard work, and I think they can do it again.
I think Dickinson, Jamestown, I think Grand Forks is up there as far as teams. Just how about the confidence level, Chelsea, of these young ladies as they head into the state meet this weekend?
I think my two seventh graders don't necessarily know what to expect, being this is their first state meet, but they are doing really well at comparing it to others. And my three freshmen, they do know that state is anybody's game. So they're going in with their heads held high. They're going in knowing that they have to do their best, because if they make any sort of little mistake, it could end up costing them whatever place they would finish. I think they're all very educated in this sport, and they know how it's going to go, and they know that any team can have a bad day, and any team can have a great day. So if we come out with a great day and one of those top teams have a bad day, we could still take it.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate the time here. And Bismarck was the other one I couldn't remember. That's ahead of you in the team standings. They're the other one that's ranked ahead of you. But should be a fun weekend in Jamestown. I appreciate the time, and good luck to you and the Highliners this weekend, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
That is Coach Chelsea Filbert from the Valley City Highliners. Again, the state meet coming up Friday and Saturday, going to be held in Jamestown.